I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll begin today with good news from India. A persecuted Christian is on the mend. Plus, India's political scene could be changing for the better. Later, a U.S. ministry is helping college kids navigate the troubled waters of worldview. We're inviting you to keep listening to today's broadcast because there's a place for you in every story. We'll start today in India, where Hindu nationalists attacked Dr. Anjaneya Swami in 2017 while he handed out materials near a Hindu temple. Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton reminds us that the attack caused a brain hemorrhage and one side of his body was left paralyzed for 18 months. Today,
we're starting to see physical improvement 2 years after that attack. So significant, praise the Lord, because a lot of people have prayed for him. And this is an answer to those prayers.
The attack on Dr. Swami is one of many by Hindu nationalists. This group is behind a persecution spike that began in 2014.
They believe that every Indian should be a Hindu. And that is not just, you know, a group of thugs who would beat up an evangelist. That is the position of the government of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. His position, the position of his government, is that every Indian should be a Hindu.
But national elections start in April.
We have heard politically that Modi is rather weak right now. There is a possibility that he will be kicked out of office by these national elections. Christians and other minorities are watching that very closely because it will have a dramatic impact on how they are treated. Our Indian brothers and sisters have the call to share the gospel in India, no matter what happens in these elections. So we can pray that they will be faithful and bold witnesses for Christ, whatever way the votes go.
Next, yesterday we talked about how Indonesia dropped from number 38 to 30 on the 2019 Open Doors World Watch List. And today, we're asking FMI how that looks to pastors and church planters on the ground. FMI's Bruce Allen tells us,
one of the disturbing things I'd say that we've also seen in this past year is a new type of terrorist cell that's emerging in Indonesia. That's the family. A little more than half a year ago, there was a coordinated attack against three churches in the city of Surabaya. They were all carried out by one family, mom, dad, and four kids. And that was a new thing and really disheartening to see young children, teens, involved in this terrorist activity with their parents. And that has been one of the factors that has caused that drop from 38 30.
Allen says aggressions against Christians and other minorities can vary depending on the island. Some islands feature different concentrations of religious minorities or pockets of radical Muslims. So please continue to pray for Christians who are living in Indonesia. Ask God to continue giving them courage, perseverance, and resilience in their faith and work. And pray for creativity in how they engage people with the gospel. And when young people go to college, they inevitably come up against new ideas that might conflict with the worldview. But Lindsay Olsberg, a speaker recently hosted by InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, says this is an opportunity to grapple with the why behind the belief. That's what makes InterVarsity's peer-to-peer Bible study such a timely, vital ministry. They're a place for new and old Christians and those who don't know Jesus yet to get together and find answers in Scripture.
All of our Bible studies end with some kind of a practical application. And so we see that our students have these experiences with God where they take some kind of a risk, where they pray in some way, where they extend themselves in love and service, and they discover, you know, God in that.
The Bible studies actually teach students how to read Scripture and grow the relationship with God. And if you work with a college-age group of Christians, Olsberg says you can take the same approach.
Invest in students that can lead students in Scripture. So rather than you be the teacher, get your kind of most eager, teachable members of your group and then take them through some training about how to lead their peers.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, the service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or podcast us at Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.